Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of Laurel, Yanni, Royal Weddings, and shameless attempts to appear relevant by referencing current events.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
This is Comedy Forecast, episode 493, The Substitute Host.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
You're listening to K-OK-K-K-FM.
It's the midnight hour, and that means it's time for Nice Side at Night with Ted Nice Guy.
Not here. Let's rip that bandage off right away, okay? I'm Jess Crazier, daytime host of Money Talks. Why am I here? Great question. Ted's wife just had a baby. Not Ted, mind you, his wife. But apparently, at this station, someone's wife having a kid ranks higher than me wanting to see a midnight screening of Deadpool 2. So here I am. My show is all about financial advice. To be honest, I don't even know what goes on around here. Bryce, help me out.
Ted's show is all about fashion, pop culture, new restaurants, fun things like that.
Ugh. This must be what it feels like to do community service.
On last night's show, Ted said that tonight we were going to be talking about living summer to the fullest.
No one is going to call in about crap like that.
Our lines are full.
Who are you people? Caller number one, you're up.
Like, hi, Ted.
Nope, Ted's not here. If you had left your radio volume up instead of turning it down like we tell you to do, you'd know that already. Ted's off having a good time. Probably taking the new baby to Disney World or something. I don't know how kids work. This is just crazier. What's your question about summer?
Oh, well, here's the thing. My bud has this awesome pool, and when I'm over there for a cookout, after I down some chips and salsa, a few burgers and dogs, and maybe some ribs and slaw and potato salad and a few kebabs, and a slice of watermelon, a few ears of corn, some ice cream.
What is your question, Buffet Meister?
Yeah, so after I polish off all that, and maybe some wings and cornbread, and some crab cakes, a plate of nachos, and some shrimp from the Barbie.
Just get to the question!
The next thing I want to do is do a cannonball into the pool. But people are always like, you gotta wait an hour after you eat before you go swimming. Is that really true?
Nope. You're in luck, dude. After you stuff your face like a starving chipmunk who wanders into a marshmallow factory, you can jump right into that water. In your case, I recommend the deep end.
Awesome.
Hey, one thing, Chief.
What's that?
You strike me as the type. Do you wear flip-flops?
Yeah, you bet. They're like little Speedos for my feet.
Well, stop it! If I want to hear the sound of clopping hooves, I'll rent a burrow and ride down the Grand Canyon. And newsflash, I don't want to do that. Goodbye, good luck. Hey, this is easier than I thought.
Listen, I don't think that you're really...
Next caller, you're up.
Hey there, first time caller. Where's Ted?
He's probably off getting a good night's sleep. I mean, it's just a baby. How much trouble can that be? What's your question?
Yeah, okay. My girlfriend and me is having an argument, all right? When we go to the beach, I say I only need to put on sunscreen once a day. And she says, get this, she says, nope.
Wow, the two of you really dig deep when it comes to world issues, don't you?
Yeah, we're that kind of people.
Well, you're wrong.
You see?
You need to keep reapplying that stuff all day.
Yeah, smart guy. When am I supposed to know when it's time to put more on?
Here's a special way designed just for you, sport. Wear a red swimsuit. When people start asking you why you're wearing a matching ski mask, you'll know it's time to put on more sunscreen. In fact, I think your girlfriend will be happy to slap it on you.
Oh, you got that right.
Goodbye, good luck. Man, I'm really getting into this. Who's next?
Well, our lines were full when the show started, but people seem to be hanging up.
Probably just some technical issues. It happens all the time on my show.
Yeah, I'll bet it does.
Hey, look! There's one more live one right here. Go ahead, caller. You're up.
Maybe I should just call again when Ted gets back.
What are you talking about? You've got a question, and I'm here to help.
But you are being so mean and loud.
Am I? Okay. I promise to stop that.
Really?
Are you questioning? Yes. Really.
All right. Well, my girlfriends and I are going to take a road trip this summer. We're thinking of driving down the Pacific Coast Highway.
Not a question, but go on.
So, I was wondering, should I use Spotify to make my summer road trip playlist? Or just go with some of my old school mixtape CDs?
Mixtape CD. Let's dog ear that for now. Road trip music is my jelly, as the kids say. Here's what you do. Go to a secondhand store, buy some random CDs, and bring those along for your trip.
Oh, you mean like Justin and Cardi B?
Who? No, I mean random CDs. You haven't lived until you've cruised down the PCH in your convertible, the wind whipping through your hair, while you groove to the Polovetsian Dance No. 2 by Borodin, or chillax to the audiobook version of Windows 98 for Dummies. And my personal favorite, THX Home Theater Audio Setup Disc No. 1. This is left. This is right. This is center. Whoa, yeah! Hello? Another technical problem, I guess. Well, goodbye, good luck. Man, this was fun. I can't wait to do it again tomorrow night.
About that, I just got off the phone with Ted. He'll be back in tomorrow night.
But I'm supposed to be here all week.
Wrap it up, will ya? I have to figure out how to fit a bassinet and a changing table into that studio.
Fine. This is just crazier, reminding you that summer is the perfect time to explore the great outdoors. So go take a hike. Goodbye and good luck.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying, that's it.
We're done. Bye-bye.